this into the world.
100%.
100%. 100%. And we're going to go soon.
Gonna get my cannabis delivered to me. Bottom line. Checkmate for Real says heaps hectic UK dragon fire. That's a good strain, guys. Check that strain out. Heaps Hectic UK Dragonfire. I think that's J.K. Rowling's favorite strain. That's right. G'day mate says crikey. Whatever it is, they know where you are. They know who you are. They're reading at your text and laughing. This guy's a riot. Sometimes that's why I just say random jokes, so I can make all the people who are surveillancing me laugh, and they go, hey, Fackle's not that bad. He makes me laugh. You know? We'll let him be today. Enough of me. We gotta get back into the music. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. I got new music coming right now from Andrew P. Oliver. Song Towers of the Teeth. And this is new music from Andrew P. Oliver. Radio Valencia.
Yeah. the fit.
Because friendships that are bought with money mean nothing. You see how it is around here. I make a joke, everybody laughs. I know I'm funny, but I'm not that funny. It's fear that keeps them loyal to me. But the trick is not to be hated. That's why I treat my men well, but not too well now. I give them too much, then they become independent from me. I give them just enough where they need me, but they don't hate me. But how do you know who to trust? Ah, trust. The only way you trust... Yo, Jimmy, who are these guys? What's going on over here? Sonny and I were talking. 8 guys from a motorcycle gang walked into the bar. They had long hair, beards, dirty motorcycle club jackets. They were called the Aliens. They had a reputation for breaking up bars. And as they all walked in, Sonny looked at Jimmy and nodded. Jimmy looked at Bobo and nodded. Bobo looked at the bouncer and nodded. The bouncer looked at the bartender and nodded. The bartender nodded just for the hell of it. And the guy with the long red hair and the red beard spoke. Excuse me. We like to get a few bears. We've been on the road a long time, and we're all kind of dry. Maybe you could help us out, sir. You spoke like a gentleman, you know. I respect that. A few beers, huh? Jimmy, give them their beers. Go ahead. The bartender put 8 beers across the bar. I was in the corner watching the whole thing. Man, hope these guys don't stop no shit, man. Holy shit. They took their bottles of beer. They held them high in the air. They all stared at Sonny. And then they turned the bottles upside down. And they drenched the whole bar and the floor. And they all started laughing. Sonny walked over to the man with the red beard. That wasn't very nice, you know. Now you and your friends are going to have to leave. You see them colors, Guinea? We do what we want. This is our place now, WAP. Fuck you. You make us leave. Sonny walked over and pulled down the big shade and bolted the door. Now you can't leave. I will never forget the look on that man's face when Sonny said those words to him. All 8 of their faces dropped. All the strength and courage was drained from their bodies. You could see it in their eyes. They realized they made that fatal mistake this time. They walked into the wrong bar. Sonny went in the back, came out with all the bodyguards. They had bats and pistols. Bats over the head, pistols across the face. There was I in the corner. I never raised my hands once, but I did everything but sell tickets. All right, Sonny. Okay, Sonny. Yeah. And Rudy Ice was singing all over the place. Hey, you guys fucked up now. Hey, hey, hey. You guys walked into the wrong club. Sonny was knocking guys out. Boo, 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 boo. Sonny, boo. Rudy kept on singing. Damn, I'm telling you, what a fuck up you made. Sonny started yelling, Rudy, open the door. Rudy, the door. Finally, Rudy opened up the door, and they kicked them all out into the street, and they stomped on their bikes and stomped on their faces. And Sonny grabbed the guy with the red beard and picked him up from the concrete by his bloody beard. Huh? 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 Look at my face, tough guy, and remember me. Because my name is Sonny, and I'm the one who did this to you. And never mistake kindness for weakness again. Nice job, fellas. Good job. Rudy, give everybody drinks with me inside. And Rudy, I'm hungry. What do we got to eat inside? Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Get the fuck inside. Get the fuck in there. Jimmy, get in there and slap that son of a bitch around, okay? Why? Because I'm knocking guys out. He's singing through the whole fucking fight. Slap him around. See, come on. See, let them lay there. The concrete's nice and cold. It's good for them. Let them lay there. Come on inside. All right, Sonny, I'm coming in. I'll be right there. I stayed there just a little longer after everybody went inside to enjoy the victory. Hey, you guys. Yeah. Yeah, you over there. Yeah, look at my face. Huh? You see my face? You remember my face, all right? Because my name is C. And I'm the guy that almost did this to you, okay? Come on, get up. I'll give you a fucking slap. Come on. I'm coming, Sonny. I'll be right there, Sonny. Because that's all that matters in my neighborhood.
Thank you.
Radio, Valencia. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. Till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Radio Valencia. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. He returns to us. All will be well. He'll come in at noon, spinning soul, wax, blues. He's the man, and he's on noon. Shouts out to all coming through with the warm weather. This is floaties weather, guys. I didn't know this weather was here. I'm here in my hoodie. It's cold in the studio of Radio Valencia. Outside, it's shining. In here, it's cold. It's not because of the studio. It's because of my heart. That's it. But outside, the sun is blazing. It's floaties weather. I should have brought my... I usually have my emergency floaties, guys. I usually do, especially nowadays, you know, but I didn't bring them today, dog. That's all right. Maybe I could get some floaties at Buffalo Exchange. Or maybe you guys got a Pretty and Plump around here. That's usually my store. Shouts out to all music you heard. Hey, that's my first time hearing that. That was Rage Against the Machine and Maynard, the guy from Tool, doing it live. That was pretty sick. I didn't know that existed. I just found that out. So that's new to me. Before that, we had something from A Bronx Tale, the one-man show, Chaz Palminteri. He did it one-man style. That's originally how it's done. And they liked it so much, they turned it into the movie. And, you know, he pulled a Rocky. Chaz Palminteri wrote the whole thing. And he said he was going to be the guy. He stayed with it, homie. And there's there's a thing in there, and it's not like in the movie. Man, that guy singing. I guess because it's comedic. But it's a good, it's fun, you know? But they didn't put that in the movie. It's only in the one-man play. I'm glad he recorded that. He knows. I wonder if he ever recorded that, but he put that on. And he's got to be 80. Chaz Palminteri, he's late 70s, 80s. He still had a lot of energy, you know. And it's just a classic, classic, classic tale. And it's based on real events. And guess how I got that, guys? Anybody want to guess how you're able to watch that? Anybody? I'm sure you could, you know, Netflix it. And you could Amazon Prime it. You want to Amazon Prime and grind? That's up to you, you know. You want to Netflix and chill? That's up to you. You want to Zoom and boom? That's on you, bro. You know? Hey, you want a Hulu and poo-poo? That's great. You must love that person, you know? That's good. You're in love. Way to go. It's hard to do. But if you want to see, go on Canopy. You know, when you're on Canopy, you're free. And that's on Canopy, guys. And you go, what's Canopy, Thacko? What is that? A meetups group? Singles? What is that? Fetish? What is that? Stop. No. Wait, is it really a fetish? No. Canopy, download it. It's the best app. One of the best. Maybe second best. Go check it out. All you need is a public library. That's all you need. Go check it out. For free. It's all free. Fuck. What the fuck? You guys don't want to pay $9.99 for shit. What, it's not hip unless it's $9.99? Get out of here. Yeah, fucking, what are you, Jeff Bezos? Damn. But when it's Canopy, you could see. Canopy and free, that's how I want to be. Go check it out with a K, too. With a K, Canopy. You know? So go check it out. Other music in that set, we also have a band, Electric Boogie. Song was so wonderful. Willem. So with the W, Willem. W-H-I-L-M. And we also had new music from Chevrielle with the song Plexus. Chevrielle from France, I believe. From France. And they're pretty good. They finally put on some more new music. We've all been waiting for it, guys. We've all been waiting for it. Enough of me. Of blabbering on. Remember, DJ Mark is up at noon. All will be well. I'm still here, broadcasting live, man. We made it again. And big shouts outs to Sully and Marco Middlesex and everyone on for helping me out and helping the station out, being live, man. You know? They still got CB radios. I think I want to bring one. Could I like CB radio on the air? That'd be interesting. They must. And maybe there's like CB radios on the phone now, right? Who knows? I never actually played with the CB radio. You would think I have, but I haven't. So they're vintage. You get special order. Maybe you probably can make them yourself. I'm not as smart as a lot of people. You know, I know people who haven't graduated high school. They can make a computer. Everyone's different. You know what I'm saying? I'm just building a computer. Oh yeah, it's not too bad. You know, I'm thinking, you know, he's like whenever someone says, like, hey, I'm building a computer, they're like in a mind, and there's dirt all over their face, and they're getting all the, what is it, lithium, and they're getting whipped by a person because they're not working fast enough, you know? And then he's putting it together, and they're whipping him again because he dropped a piece. It's, I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking too much of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You know, I'm still thinking about that one. But I hope that doesn't happen. So I know there's happening around the world, but hopefully it's not happening to anyone. True statement. But still, when I hear someone's building something, or when I, you ever had a friend, or you knew somebody go, hey, we're trying to have a baby, guys. Oh, and every time they tell me that, I just picture them vigorously having sex so hard and fast. That's what I picture when someone told me that, even as a little kid. You know, just like the exact, you know, when you were a kid and you got like a Barbie and Ken doll and then you would make them have sex. That's exactly what I picture, you know, when they say, hey, we're trying to have a kid. Oh, and it's just pounding, this hard pounding coming down, reigning supreme. Like immense appendages, openings. But that's just me. I've been thinking like that. I don't even know if they say that anymore. Maybe that's just a movie thing or just a random thing that someone told me a few times. But maybe it is common. Maybe it is common. I thought it's common, you know, of course, to say you had a... you're having a baby, but I didn't know you. Yes, like the pre-announcement. Hey, interesting. You guys want to witness it? RSVP. You could witness it. You could be there. That way you could tell everybody, I was there when Faco made Faco Jr. You know, I was there. I saw him. I helped him. I pushed him in. I pushed him so he could get inside more. Amazing. I'm proud of him. Hey, we're caught up with music. Shouts out to all. There's new music everywhere at any time. And here it is, DJ Van Diem coming to your eardrums right now. DJ Van Diem has a new single and new B-side. A or B, which one, guys? A or B? Who wants A? Who wants B? Everyone goes with A, so I'm gonna go with B because I always wished I was a B student, you know what I'm saying? So here we go. This is B, Bluebird Part 2 from DJ Van Diem. Shouts out to all. Radio Valencia.
Yeah, one cell.
Shade on my hat, on my face. Smile was so unbeatable.
for the spring. I'm always being segregated in my physical days. In physical ways, I get physical strength for my individual ways. Meanwhile, I'm not fulfilled. This feeling should not be sealed. Rewind time and rewind line to the cause of you to feel. You're solid, you so real. Fragile and then go downhill. Drinking wine, forgetting time, now time to be refilled. They say you snooze, you lose. Living my dead day is confused. Is it cause I play this all day and faith and doubts on you? If it's new to you, this is Yara. Repping the blues, don't get used to it. Run that mascara, I refuse to doors for Ben. Outside of you and but striking alone makes a tough pursuing dreams. But it seems all I get are sleepless nights, nightmares. If I lose on the ones and lose it like you can.
I'm campaigning for a change of pace, so I stand waiting. A lone man in a land that ain't thinking. Got a task and plan, but ain't sure that I can make it. Without a hint to her hand, that'll hold the reins and take it. Don't wanna get stuck after dusk, get a bus stop butt naked. Out in the cold, you know you can't control the way the wind blows. And can't go playing the snow from the wrong side of the window. Been told the stream trickles so slow, low. A river though gets to the open, oh, alongside of his kinfolk. Closed doors prevent outsiders from viewing your struggle. Life tussle makes it tough pursuing dreams. But it seems at night the sleep don't come. Confused when them demons tell me please don't run. The blue bird flew over the field to sorrow. The blue bird flew over the field to sorrow. The blue bird flew over the field to sorrow. The blue bird flew over the field to sorrow.
Take it. Evie, Space Paranoids. Kevin Flynn, wherever the hell he is, has a big smile on his face. I've crushed it.
Heroes venture off into the night. Nothing but the clothes on their backs and, well, a $6 million particle laser that creates organic material out of nowhere, which is kind of crazy, right?
Keep the equipment safe and just lay low, okay?
Yeah. Hey, we got this.
To bring me Eve.